Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I think it helps. Helps a group, helps individuals, and just knowing the situation and being comfortable in that situation, especially going down the stretch.
On the kill, it seems like you and Vlad are always thinking offense the other way. How much fun is it to actually convert on those chances every now and then?
Oh, yeah, it was nice. I think we've had a couple chances, a couple close calls, and it was nice to capitalize on one there. And we got a lucky bounce in the blue line, and I knew Claudio was joining me. So, yeah, a lot of fun.
It seemed like there was a lot of desperation in that first penalty kill. You guys got in a schmozzle around the net, and everybody was involved, and you kept the puck out. But it seemed like there was a lot of desperation in that kill.
Yeah, I think not only in the kill, but I thought during the entire course of the game, we had a lot of big blocks, and I thought Oopie played really well. And like I said, we let him back into the game, but no panic on our end. I think we still were bearing down and just trying to get pucks out and getting the win.
Was that Lindy's message when he called timeout? It's just, hey, you know, let's not panic. Let's get back to our game.
Yeah, we've been in this situation before. We're going to be in a ton more times, and just got to be comfortable with it, got to be confident with it. And we went out there and did just that, and Doner sealed the game for us.
What did you think of the atmosphere tonight? I mean, you could feel it building the last couple games here. The fans are amped, and I mean, you could tell right away. Uka Pekka made a couple saves, and they were into it. Just what did you guys feel like?
Yeah, I mean, they were into it the whole game. Saves, goals, blocks, hits. I mean, list goes on. Crowd was with us from the drop of the puck. Gives us a lot of energy. It's a lot of fun. We knew once we started winning they were going to be right behind us and ready to go to war with us. And it's just a really good feeling. It's just a lot of fun. This atmosphere is one of the best, if not the best, in the league. And we're making it a hard place to play, and they're helping us with that.
What's that chemistry like for you and McLeod shorthanded? Because you guys just seem to know where each other's going to be at all times.
Yeah, I mean, we've killed a lot together over the last 2 years now. Always looking for that. I mean, especially when you face a power play, a lot of times there's only one defenseman out there, so you got guys that are thinking about offense, and so you're maybe able to jump them. And if you can get a little bit of a two-on-one or even sometimes a breakaway and catch them cheating, we can capitalize on it. We know we got the skill to do so, and but we don't try to sacrifice defense when we do that.
Lucan didn't seem like he real.
What was it like to see Zach Metsa get his first goal?
Oh, Matt's awesome. I mean, obviously, what was he, 27 when he had his first NHL game? And, I mean, the guy's he's an awesome person. There's a reason why he was captain down there in Roch and coming up. And he is, right? Not mistaken on that? Okay, just making sure. Yeah, he's a great leader. He comes up here and he does his job really well. You know, it's not an easy situation, and he's been playing some really big minutes for us, and it's been great to see. And I mean, you saw it on the bench. We were all so pumped for him. He's just an awesome guy. Huge biceps too, by the way, if anyone asks.
It seemed with Luke and him when he was making those big saves, it looked like he was really firing up the bench too. It seemed like you guys are really getting a lot off of those when he was making those big saves.
Oh yeah, definitely. He was feeling it tonight. He was reading the play really well, made a couple big saves, and helps. I mean, it's when he's our best player, we're gonna win a lot of games.
Alex, your team's at the halfway point of the season now. How do you evaluate, sum up this team's progress over the course of the season up to this point?
It's been pretty good. Not good enough, though. I like our last 12 or so games. We're just going to keep feeding on that. I've said it before, we're going to take this day by day. Now we're worried about the Rangers. We're worried about practice tomorrow and going to New York and playing a team that's playing pretty well right now. So we have to be on our A game. And, good, not good enough. We're going to continue to get better every day.